From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Scientists are poised watching a powerful solar storm that could strike the Earth in the next hour or so. The BBC's Jonathan Blake reports there's no direct threat to people, but the storm could disrupt electricity grids, satellite navigation systems, and airplane routes.
Since a pair of massive solar flares erupted earlier this week, electrically charged particles have been hurtling towards Earth at up to 4 million miles per hour. The solar storm can disrupt technology with magnetic, radio and radiation emissions. American power companies are monitoring grids for anything unusual, and some airlines have adjusted flight paths around the North and South poles. Satellites could also be affected, meaning sat-nav systems may not work properly. As well as the potential disruption, forecasters say this storm may make the northern lights visible much further south than normal.
And that's the BBC's Jonathan Blake. President Obama has authorized planning for possible intervention in Syria, and the Pentagon's offering up scenarios. At a hearing on Capitol Hill, NPR's Larry Abramson reports some lawmakers are pushing for U.S. military intervention.
Republican Senator John McCain has been leading the call for airstrikes, saying they will give the Syrian opposition a chance to get organized. But Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta told the Senate Armed Services Committee the opposition is still too fractured and military force could make the fighting worse. Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut said history shows otherwise.
Foreign military intervention in Bosnia, Kosovo, and Libya has actually been critical in ending civil wars in those countries.
But Panetta and General Martin Dempsey, chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said the U.S. should focus on diplomacy first. They noted that Syria has a much more organized military and better air defenses than Libya did. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Americans borrowed more money in January. NPR's Ted Robbins has some details on a report from the Federal Reserve.
Over the 3 months from November through January, the Fed says American consumers borrowed a seasonally adjusted $2.5 trillion. That number may mean little in itself, but it means more when you hear that it nearly matches pre-recession levels. Many economists say it's a sign consumers are feeling more confident about the economy, but it doesn't necessarily mean people are better off financially, since wages have not kept pace with inflation. The largest category of borrowing is for auto and student loans. The numbers don't include mortgage or other real estate loans. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
Investors are more confident. Stock prices moving up in Europe and Asia today. House leaders expect to vote today on a bill to help jumpstart small businesses. It marks a rare agreement between the White House and congressional Republicans. It contains six items focused on removing obstacles to investment. This is NPR. Forbes magazine reports the world now has more than 1,200 billionaires. NPR's Martha Wexler reports the list shows Moscow has more billionaires than any other city.
Mexican tycoon Carlos Slim remains in the top spot on the Forbes list, with a personal fortune estimated at $69 billion. Microsoft founder Bill Gates is right behind him. After the U.S., Russia has the second highest number of billionaires, 96, according to Forbes. The collapse of the Soviet Union gave rise to a class of so-called oligarchs, many of whom made their fortunes off of Russia's mineral wealth. Among them, Mikhail Prokhorov, one of the candidates in Russia's presidential election Sunday. He's number 58 on this year's Forbes list, and his holdings include the New Jersey Nets. Martha Wexler, NPR News, Moscow.
A congressional hearing on rising gasoline prices has brought little consensus. Republican Congressman Fred Upton of Michigan says gas prices aren't totally out of U.S. control.
None of America's pain at the pump should be self-inflicted, which is why we need to do more to increase domestic and North American oil supplies and to streamline the federal regulatory burden on gas.
But Democrat Henry Waxman of California says there's only one way to protect against rising oil prices.
Support for NPR comes.
Democrats blame recent increases on Mideast tensions and Wall Street speculation. An oil industry spokesman has been pushing for more exploration and complains about the possibility of new taxes on the industry. Once again, stocks in Europe moving higher today, with investors betting that Greece will pull off a key bond swap. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.